here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he's getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Pablo.
The Cisco Kid. Now, the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Morbid Jones and the Water Rights. Globe, Arizona, with its backdrop setting of the Apache Mountains to the northeast and the Pinal Mountains to the south and west, still has characteristics of the old-fashioned western mining town. Nowadays, Globe is a peaceful, friendly, law-abiding community, whereas in the late 1870s, it was a slam-bang, hammer-and-tongs town. Curiously enough, however, one of its most exciting episodes, in which the famous Cisco Kid played a major role, was concerned with water rights rather than with mining. As our story opens, near the end of an unusually dry season, two men are walking along the trail on the bank of Pinal Creek, the trail that later was to become Broad Street.
If you ask me, Chuck, there's still enough water in that creek for your cattle, and what few cattle that Morbid Jones hombre's got down in the canyon?
I ain't asking you, Moley. Don't forget you're working for me.
Oh, thanks, boss.
I aim to cut a new channel for this creek.
Channeling the water away from Jones, huh?
Yeah. As it is, the water crosses his land before it gets to mine. I intend to cut the new channel so my land will get the water direct. I reckon this would be a good place to start cutting, Molly.
Right before the water starts flowing down into the canyon.
Yeah. Just to satisfy my curiosity, though, we'll walk to the edge of the bluff and look down to see how much water Jones is getting.
All right. What's all that? Oh, them two Joneses get into that doggone this argument over nothing.
Well, I don't know it, Mr. Jones. You don't do nothing. You want a minute to go ahead and water through?
He's getting a lot of water down there.
Quite a bit, boss.
Mr. Jones, I tell you, the earth is flat. Mr. Jones, for the tenth time, the earth is round.
No, it ain't.
Yes, it is.
Just listen to that, Chuck.
I ain't got time to listen to such nonsense. Well, one thing's sure. We ain't likely to have much trouble with a numbskull like Jones. Let's go cut that new channel.
So, this is the town of Globe, Cisco.
Si, Pancho. As yet, the town is mostly a few tents and shacks on the east bank of this creek, as you can see.
They mine the copper here, no?
Si. Hey, look. Huh? Those black mounds you see, Pancho, are slag dumps.
Oh, slag dumps.
They're taking a lot of rich copper ore out of these hills.
You think Senor Morbid Jones work in the mines, Cisco?
No, amigo. I do not think so. Senor Jones will not work anywhere if he can help it.
But you say he and the senora live in the town of Globe.
All I know is what we were told in Phoenix.
Mother, Chico, what?
That Senor Morbid Jones was living in Globe and raising a few cattle.
So we come here to see him.
See, I like Senor Morbid and the senora. I want to know how they've been getting along.
Maybe those senores tell us where we find Senor Morbid, Chico.
Now, just what do they mean by cutting into the bank of the creek?
Me find you, no.
It looks to me as if they are going to change the course of the stream. Whatever, hold
on. Hold on, hold on,
what is this, senores?
What is this, senores?
Well, what do you two want?
Two questions, senores. First, where does Senor Morbid Jones live?
What do you want with him?
Well, that is my business, senores. Perhaps you will tell us.
Well, he lives down in that canyon, but I...
Gracias. The second question... Are you changing the course of this creek?
That's my business, hombre.
I hope so, senor, for your sake. Changing the course of a stream in a dry season like this could be serious.
It could get you into the big troubles, no?
By thunder, you're looking for trouble?
No, no, senor, we are not. Let us be going, Pancho. Up, Diablo, come on.
Go on, go on.
Let you tell where Jones lives for.
You don't know who that big hombre is, do you, Chuck?
No, and I don't care.
He's that Cisco Kid.
What? You sure of that, Molly?
Hey, sure. You can be mighty rough, Chuck. As far as I'm concerned, I ain't hankering to mix with him.
I wonder if he's a friend of Jones's.
If he is, he won't be good for us.
Yeah, stop your belly aching. They can handle Cisco if we have to. Look, you trail along behind them, too, and see what they're up to. Go around Oak Street and get your horse first.
You gonna be here?
I'll ride to the rancho and get some of the boys, just in case. Get going, Molly.
Mrs. Jones, I want proof. You hear me?
Yeah, I hear you, mule head. And now you hear me. You take these two pails and get down to that creek and bring me up some water.
No, now, Mrs. Jones, you ain't got to get mad.
Come on, now, get up off of that bed.
Oh, it's comfortable here in the sun.
I'll give you till I count three. One.
Now, Mrs. Jones.
Two.
Let me sit here a while and then...
Three. Hey, oh, now, right off your head. And this one, too.
What is this, Senor?
What is this, Senor?
Well, Cisco and Pancho, I'm mighty glad to see you both.
Well, we are glad to see you, Senora.
I'm fine, very glad, Senor. And Pancho, remember how you make your big beef stew?
Pancho, that is not polite.
Pancho, that can help, remember, Cisco.
Now, it's a fine compliment, Pancho. I'll have to make another one.
What is Senor Morbid, Senora?
Oh, he's just gone down the path for a couple pails of water, Cisco. Go on down and surprise him.
Let's do that, Pancho. We'll be back shortly, Senora, to pay our further respects.
Look, Cisco. Senor Morbid dip up water from the creek.
Well, there's not much water to dip up, Pancho. I'm afraid those hombres... Well, we will talk about that later. Senor Morbid!
Where, Senor Morbid?
Well, I'll be a double dog gone. You two scamps.
You scamp, Pancho, this scamp.
By Judas, this is a great occasion. Shake, boys.
With pleasure, Senor Morbid.
Shake again.
Well, now, come on. Sit down here. We got a lot of talking to do.
See, Senor Morbid, we have... Is that all the water you've been getting out of this creek?
Yeah, not very much.
Well, not to mention it, Cisco. Does seem ain't so much as it was, but quite a bit.
Do you know two hombres who would have reason to change the course of the creek?
Well, I know one. Name's Chuck Garton.
Big red-faced hombre with a mustachio and a bull neck?
Yeah, that's him.
Other hombre almost as big. His face dark and face like the weasel. And hair dark, too.
Yeah, that'd be Mac Moley, Pancho. He's Garton's foreman. Garton's got the next cattle spread. He might want more water than he's getting.
Has he asked your permission to take your share of this water?
Oh, Judas, no. Garton just goes ahead and takes what he wants around here. He's got a mighty tough crowd working for him.
I see. Senor Morbid, Pancho and I are going to talk to this Garton hombre. We may need to go to his rancho.
You mean he's turning the creek channel?
Si, senor.
Well, that blasted skunk! I'll go with you.
Good.
But before we start, Cisco, tell me. The earth is flat, ain't it?
Flat? Oh, no, of course not. The earth is round.
Oh, shucks.
Even Pancho learned that in school.
Well, as far as Mrs. Jones is concerned, I ain't learned it. To her, I'll still say the earth is flat.
Let us be going, Señor.
Look at that water, boys. Look at it coming along in this new channel. I reckon now we'll have more than twice what we need, and that's the way I like it. I swore I'd be the only man to raise beef cattle in these parts, and I meant it. Now I got Jones's part of the water, and I'll get his cattle next. What cattle he's got. Well, Moley seems to be in a hurry. Anything wrong, Moley?
Yes, by thunder, something's wrong. That Cisco kid's gonna take up the cudgel for Jones.
What do you mean, take up the cudgels for him?
Cisco and his partner and Jones rode up to look at where we turned the channel.
Well, what of it?
And now they're on their way here.
Here to this ranch?
That's right, Chuck.
If they try to start anything, they'll sure get a good hot reception.
Here they come.
Look to your guns, boys. You may need to use them. Something I can do for you, Cisco?
Si, hombre, there is. You can tell me by what right you channeled this water away from Sayer Jones.
Then I think his cattle get thirsty, too.
And not to mention me and Mrs. Jones.
I'll tell you, Cisco kid, it's like this. I just decided I wanted the extra water.
So that is your reason, eh?
Yeah. As far as I'm concerned, it's a mighty good reason.
And as far as I'm concerned, it is not.
What are you going to do about it?
We are going to turn that water back into its regular channel once more.
You better not, Cisco. I'm warning you.
Cisco warns you, too, hombre.
I reckon I'll get down off of my horse and punch you one in the nose.
There you are, Senor Morbid.
Well, all right. Would be a lot of effort.
We will make this move, hombre. The next one is up to you. Up, Cabo, come.
Go. Get up.
Want us to fire on him, boss?
No. Saddle up quick, boys. We'll ride to Jones's ranch. We'll burn the blasted house down, then we'll run off his cattle. I reckon that'll make him quit the country once and for all.
hard work, Cisco.
Si, Pancho, but we are getting results. Just a little more, and we will have the stream back where it belongs.
Si, Pancho works harder.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
Oh, what's the matter, Mr. Jones?
I got a crick in my back.
Oh, come on now. Come on, get to work. You're just soldiering.
No, I ain't. Besides the crick in my back, Mrs. Jones, I ain't a well man. You hear that?
Yeah, I hear it.
The same old morbid Jones.
He not like the work so much as Poncho doing. Isn't that nothing?
Now quit that stalling, Mr. Jones.
I tell you, I'm a sick man. My mental state's bad, too. What were you telling me the world's round?
Oh!
Let him go back to the house, senor. That is what he wants to do.
Yeah, I'll be all right after I lie down for a couple hours.
Yeah, but tonight at supper, you'll eat like a horse, as usual. All right, go on. You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Well, I ain't ashamed. Oh, my back. Oh, my back.
Oh, look at him hobble along. As soon as he gets around that turn in the trail, he'll be as spry as a spring lamb.
Pancho try that, and he gets caught.
And your Morford has a good system, Pancho.
He must have.
There he goes, round the bend.
Hey, why are you scoundrels?
What is the matter, Senor Morford?
That gang of guards has just set my house on fire. You get away!
Oh, my heaven!
Come on, Pancho.
Santos, if we not work, we'll run just as bad.
Look, Pancho. They have taken Senor Morford prisoner.
Come on down, Cisco. We won't only get you, but we'll kill Jones, too. I dare you to come down.
For the time being, at least, Chuck Garton has the upper hand. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. To the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Morbid Jones and the Water Rights. Arriving in Globe, Arizona, Cisco and Pancho found their old friends Morbid and Mrs. Jones in trouble. For unlawfully, neighboring rancher Chuck Garton had channeled the water of Pinal Creek away from the Joneses' land and onto his own. When our friends started to re-channel the creek to its original course, Morbid, who hated all work, complained of his back and started for home. Only to be captured by Garton's men, who had arrived to burn Morbid's house and run off his cattle. When Cisco started to the rescue, Chuck Garton threatened to kill Morbid. Now.
What's the matter, Cisco? What's the matter?
Senor Morbid is in more trouble, Pancho.
Hey, those hombres got him.
See, and they have set his house on fire.
Well, you're coming down here, Cisco.
No, Cisco, don't you do it. I heard him say he'd kill Mr. Jones if you did.
I will not endanger Senor Morbid's life, Senora, but something must be done.
Oh, damn buzzard. They set my house afire.
Si, Senora.
They started to run off the cattle, too, no?
No, I...
Well, you ain't got the nerve to come down here, eh, Cisco?
Please, Cisco, don't go. I couldn't bear to have him kill Mr. Jones.
Kill her, huh?
You call Cisco that and Pancho come down there. Pancho punch you.
Steady, Pancho. Words like that hurt no one. Very well, Bandero. You have the upper hand for now. But you will not have it for long. I promise you that.
A couple of you boys better ride a rear guard.
You mean ride drag, don't you, Chuck?
No, I don't mean drag. I mean just what I said. Ride a rear guard and keep your eyes open for that Cisco kid.
Yes, sir. By thunder, you'd better, you scalawags. And just you wait till Cisco gets his hands on you.
Decided to do some talking, have you, Jones?
I've decided to do that much, you coyote Garton.
Want me to hit him one, Chuck?
No, no. Let him talk. I enjoy it. A little later, I'll do the talking.
You sure got a smart head on you, Chuck. Take Jones prisoner and fool Cisco the way he did.
I aim to be ahead of the other fella.
Just you wait.
I'm awaiting, Jones. All right, boys. Turn these here cattle in with my herd. We'll brand them over later on.
Good thing for you, you got my hands tied behind me or I'd come after you myself.
Hey, the herd's quiet. You don't have to stay. Come on into the ranch. We'll have something to eat. Now about you, Jones.
What about me?
Your house is burned down by now, and you ain't got any cattle.
Oh, yes, I have, you thieving rustler.
Better let me clip him one, Chuck.
He is getting kind of harsh with those names.
See how you like this, Jones?
Oh, you sidewinder. Hit a man when his hands is tied behind his back.
Yeah, watch that tongue of yours.
I'll let you have it again.
That's enough for now, Molly. As I was saying, Jones, you got no possessions left here. You might just as well move away from the country.
Maybe I will.
Now you're talking.
Or more likely I won't.
But I'll get even with you for this, Garton. And you too, Molly, if it takes till my dying day.
Got more spunk than I reckon you had, boss?
Yeah, we'll take that out of him.
Here we are, boys. After we eat, we'll go make sure Cisco ain't tampering with our new channel.
Yeah, good idea.
As for you, Jones, we're going to throw you in that old shed over there. And we're going to leave you there without food or water till you agree to get out of this county.
Senor, this is dangerous for you.
Oh, si, senor. We almost to that bandido's rancho now.
You should not be with us. Could you not stay with the wife of the sheriff for a day or so?
Well, yeah, I reckon I could, Cisco. She'd be glad to accompany while the sheriff's up country hunting some horse thieves.
Well, then, Poncho will ride back with you.
Nope, I ain't going back, Cisco, and there's two reasons why.
Oh, let us stop here a moment.
There's the bandido's rancho in the distance, no?
Well, they'll hold.
No, first reason is I want to make sure you don't do nothing to risk Mr. Jones's life.
You may be sure I will not, Senora.
He's going to risk nobody else's life, Senora. Just risk his own.
Well, I know, but he might get too impulsive like. The second reason is I want to make sure Mr. Jones gets rescued.
But, Senora.
Well?
In one breath, you say one thing, in the next breath, just the opposite.
You have to be so nice to say this, Senora.
Reckon I'll just stick around with you two. Mr. Jones may not be much, but he's mine. And my place is right here, close to him as I can get.
Well, what would you ask, Cisco?
For a fact, Pancho, I do not know. My idea was to ride to Garton's rancho and talk with the hombre.
Oh, now, that wouldn't help.
Well, it would at least give me a chance to look over the place, one of his buildings.
And maybe find out where they keep, Senor Morbid.
All that skunk Garton to do is shoot you both down, then where'd I be? A blasted coyote. Look at that. Look at our cattle grazing right in among his. Oh, I ain't the weeping kind, but that makes me so darn fond and mad.
Maybe Banjo mad, too.
Banjo.
Stop
that sniveling.
But whenever Banjo sees you, you're
crying. I know you have to cry, too, but stop it.
He's just good.
Yeah, I'll stop crying, too. Ain't a mighty sense in it.
Mention of the cattle gives me an idea, Senora. Garton left no riders out here.
So what do you plan to do, Cisco?
If Poncho and I should start cutting your cattle out of that herd, we would get some fast action.
Bandidos wires from the rancho, Cisco?
I am sure they are.
Then they ride out quick, quick.
Say, point out a few of your cattle, Senora.
Well, there's that big gun steer.
Say.
And them two on the left, they're ours. And then clear.
That will be enough, Senora. Gracias. Now, if you will please, ride back by those cattle.
Oh, Cisco!
It may be dangerous here, Senor.
It ain't so as I say.
Well, all right. At least I can watch from there. Get up.
Come on, Pancho. Let us get to work.
Up, Gala.
Go. Pancho, you start driving those two steers on the left.
Back to see them move as long?
Si, drive them slowly. I will start to cut that dun steer out of the herd.
Yes, Cisco.
Trouble! Hey! Why don't you put him down?
Steady, Otto, steady. You don't want to start a stampede if we can help it. Easy into the herd there. Bueno.
Here come the bandidos.
You're right, Pancho. They must have started to saddle their horses the moment they saw us.
Is he about driving the cattle?
No. Let us ride into Rito's hombre. Up, Yaraka.
Bueno, go! Three bandidos ride this way.
And one of them is that Garton hombre. We are not, Chico.
What we do, Cisco?
Go after him, Pancho. Keep away from the others two as much as you can.
That's not afraid too, Cisco.
So I say, amigo.
Get him down, boy! Start shooting!
Who can play at that game? First the gun in your hand, bandido. Now for you.
Hey, good shooting, Cisco. Now I'm trying to make them run. Hey!
Yellow, ha! Get that other horse. Yellow, ha!
Look out, Cisco, you bastard! Hey, you pull the lid!
Not put out a gun, and I will take that gun.
Pull me down off my horse, will you? I'll show you.
All you will show me, bandido, is how you measure your length on the gun. Oh.
That's the way to fix that bandido, Cisco. Oh, other two bandidos run away.
I want to get this gun carried up on his feet. So we can fight some more.
No, Cisco. I got enough of them fists of yours. No more fighting.
That's the way it's for you, scumbag. Harkin, Cisco. As soon as I get down on this horse, I'll punch him a few myself.
Easy now.
Leave this to me, if you will, Senora.
Look, bandidos right away from the rancho.
Reckon they saw Cisco capture their boss here.
Them yellow pack rats.
You are of the same color, bandido. Even more so.
What are you going to do with me, Cisco?
Tie his hands behind his back, Poncho.
Cisco.
You are going to walk ahead of us back to your ranch house, Garton. And if you have harm, Senor Morbid...
No, he ain't hurt. I swear he ain't.
You better not be. You are going to pay Senor Morbid and the Senora full value for the ranch house.
There's something extra for damages and inconvenience.
Si, senora. You are also going to pay the cost of having Senor Morbid's cattle herded back where they belong. And finally, you are going to jail for a good long term.
I reckon all that'll fix him, Cisco.
His hands tied now.
In case any of your men stay at the rancho, hombre, you had better call out to them to hold their fire. Well, my guns will be pointed at you every second. Start walking, bandido.
I just don't know how it is, Cisco, but you and Pancho all seem to come along just in time to get me and Mrs. Jones out of a jam. Ain't that the truth, Mrs. Jones?
I reckon it is, Mr. Jones.
Well, we are glad of that.
Yeah, very glad. Smell that beef stew.
We'll be ready to serve pretty soon. In the meantime, this here ain't a big hit.
Well, we've already started rebuilding, Mrs. Jones, with Garton's money.
With our money, Mr. Jones.
Well, yes, our money.
As I was saying, if you three men will get outside and wait so I'll have room to move around in here, I'd appreciate it.
Yes, yes, senor.
Of course. We should have thought of that ourselves, senora. Come, Senor Morbid.
Well, I hate to move, but... Well, all right.
Go make sure our cattle are all right out there on that flatland.
Oh, now, of course they're all right, Mrs. Jones. That's just for you. Flatland. Flatland?
Oh, good gracious me. Now I suppose you're going to start another argument about the earth being flat.
Mrs. Jones?
Well, go on and call it flat for all I care. Just get out of here, Mr. Jones.
Flatland, she says. Flatland. Mrs. Jones, any lunkhead ought to know that the earth is round.
Well, of course it's round.
But... You just said the earth was flat.
I said nothing about that.
Yes, flying. You did.
Come on, Pancho. Everything is all right again.
Chico.
Si, Pancho.
We round up the rest of those bandidos, no?
Si, Chico. And they are now all in jail.
Blueberry's ought to be a better place to live now.
Much better.
Sometime we ride back here again.
Si.
For some more for senores good food.
Ha, ha, ha. I thought food would be connected with this.
Si, the always food.
Speaking of food reminds me, Pancho.
Yeah.
When we ate with Senor Morbid and the senora last evening.
Si.
And the senora put a bowl of soup before you.
Fine to say, not could eat this soup.
Exactly. And that was not polite, amigo.
But, Cisco.
Well?
Can't you tell the senora why I not could eat the soup?
Oh, I did not hear that.
Can't you tell her, si?
Well, just what did you tell the senora, Chico?
Can't you say not to eat the soup?
Si?
Because Pancho not have no spoon.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
What's the problem?
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.